107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. 7.08 and 10. Today we're going to see a high of 15. 3 to 6 inches possible of lake effect snow. It's going to keep coming, man. It's going to keep coming. And I'm so far behind on my shoveling that I've just kind of given up. And I'm just driving over top it a bunch to hope that it packs it down. Tonight, cloudy, more lake effect snow and a low of 5. Friday, cloudy, lake effect snow continuing on and a high of 13.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, it seems a lot of married women are worried about their husband's sexuality. According to Seth Stevens Davowitz, author of the book Everybody Lies, which uses Google data to reveal what Americans are really thinking, women are 8 times more likely to ask Google if their husband is gay than if he is an alcoholic, and they're 10 times more likely to ask Google if their husband is gay than if he is depressed. All right, look, just because I like Cosmos, and I think Gossip Girl is a decent show, and Ryan Gosling's dreamy, doesn't mean I'm gay. Of course, now saying all that out loud, I guess, could warrant a Google search from time to time. All right? Well, because of the election cycle, not one state legalized marijuana in 2017, but that's expected to change in a big way in 2018. With these states that are in position to make a move this year, Vermont, they're working on it right now. New Jersey, the new governor vowed to legalize marijuana within his first 100 days in office. Michigan, legalization will be on the November ballot and is expected to pass. So there you go. Oklahoma, they already have enough signatures to get medical marijuana on the November ballot. Utah is up there, and Missouri has 3 different medical marijuana ballots that could be voted on in 2018. So a lot of states getting on that bandwagon, man. I think we're all taking note from Colorado and seeing how much extra money they had, for God's sakes. Hey, speaking of marijuana and getting the munchies, Taco Bell has really been American food and not Mexican food since, well, pretty much forever. So it's about time they went all in on it. Taco Bell will finally be rolling out fries later this month. They're called nacho fries, and they're French fries that are coated in Mexican seasoning that come with nacho cheese for dipping, and they only cost $1. Mm-mm. There have been rumors about Taco Bell serving fries for several years now, especially since they used to serve them in Mexico back when they had locations there. There was even a random moment back in November when they seemed to confirm that they were coming out after Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 asked them about it on Twitter. They'll be out on the 25th of this month. Taco Bell says they'll only be available for a limited time, but if they're a hit, there's a strong chance they'll stick around for good. So there you go. French fries at Taco Bell, because that's the American way. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?